And like Hollywood, it goes out to the airport. It stretches, it turns from Hollywood into Piedmont, and it stretches from Southeast Shreveport to West. You know, from Piedmont to Hollywood. It's just one street, mm-hmm. but they got a turn in it like this. Mm-hmm. And when it does it for the turn, it changes the name. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, what was it? Jefferson Page Road mm-hmm. that was out. Is that a neighborhood street or main street or what?
It comes from the Greenwood Road. Like the Greenwood Road comes around like this, and as it comes around, Jefferson Page Road branches out like that. Yeah. It just used to be an old way to Jefferson, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Or Page, Louisiana. Yeah. So they call it Jefferson Page Road.
Yeah. Is there any place in Shreveport where the railroad tracks go over the street?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a name for something like that?
Bridge.
Y'all right. Anything besides that? Have you ever
overpass.
Heard? Overpass. Overpass. Yeah. Do people in Shreveport ever use the word viaduct for a place like that? Mm-hmm. Just be an overpass.
They probably call it viaduct when the flash flood, because they use it up under and they fill up.
Mm. Do you have a problem with that kind of flooding in Shreveport?
No, I just say it once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like last year, about this time, I'll say it'll be about a week after next. a week after next last year.
Right.
I had a flash flood one night, and the water was so high they found three cars up under that when it drained.
Agreed.
Up under one of them. But it's a deep underpass in there. Yeah. And like it's just though it's two underpasses that really flood up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of black neighborhoods, they have trouble with flooding. Like in Moortown, it runs out in people's houses and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not all the time, it's just, say like once a year thing, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
The streets get flooded.
Yeah. Do you have different names for types of parking you can do with your car?
Mm-hmm.
Like what would you call it if you were, if you had a car right here and one right here and you were trying to get in that space between them?
Parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called parallel parking. Oh, you're talking about parking on the side of the street, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or,
okay, that's parallel.
All right, that'd be parallel. Would you have another name for another kind of parking, maybe like you do at a shopping center between those angled lines?
I never heard anybody call it anything. Yeah.
Or maybe a kind of parking that you would do head on with the curb? No name for that? Okay. What do most people call that thing that you're not supposed to park in front of that the firemen use to hook the hoses up?
Water hydrant. Mm-hmm. Water. I believe that's right. Not too many people call it a plug. Oh, they call it a fire hydrant, not a
fire.
Water hydrant. Water hydrant on the house. Fire hydrant.
You call a thing out your front yard a water hydrant?
Yeah.
Yeah. That you hook up your garden hose to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They call it a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
They don't call it a fire plug or anything like that.
Yeah. Do you have these buildings in Shreveport that are just designed for parking a lot of cars? You know, you can drive your car up in there?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Nothing.